So this weekend, we're welcoming a delegation from Ardra in Sardinia to Ardra in Donegal. It's the first event under an EU initiative, which is the CERV Town Twinning Programme. And the idea is to, I suppose, bring the two communities together to share in the very simple fact that ultimately, while we're in different parts of Europe, we have common experiences when it comes to culture or indeed kind of the pressures faced by rural communities. And what we want to do is not just bring people into a room to talk about Ardra, but to get them to experience Ardra. So there's a delegation of 26 coming over from Sardinia. So there is a town, as mentioned, in Sardinia called Ardra. It'll be led by their mayor, a chap called Dr. Francesco Dewey. And there'll be representatives of the municipality, citizens and young people. And then from the Donegal side, we have a great town team here called Awake Tourism. And we're essentially working to be the partner to welcome them to Donegal and show them all that Ardra has to offer here.
And what sorts of benefits are you expecting from this relationship going forward?
Yeah, so this is, I suppose, about much more than just tourism. It's about community development, cultural exchange, and giving a small rural community like Ardra a bit of an international connection. You know, people hear about European projects and they can sound very distant from everyday life, and very much this is the opposite. We have these folks from, you know, the other side of Europe coming directly into our community, and we're very much, you know, focused on the fact that this is one of those things that makes you kind of look again at what we have on our own doorstep. You know, really the key here is that this is not intended to be a one-off weekend. It's the beginning of what we hope is a long-term relationship. There'll be a second and concluding twinning event in Ardra in Sardinia within the project period. So we really hope that, you know, people from our local community get the chance to travel over to Sardinia, experience, you know, Ardra over there, and continue these friendships and connections for the long term.
And you mentioned there about the local community. This is quite a unique story. What's the feeling been in the community about this project?
Yeah, there's great excitement about this project. We have, I suppose, strategically timed it to coincide with the Ardra Show Day, which is one of the biggest dates on the calendar. We have such engagement from local businesses, whether it is the McCafferty's Group through the Nesbitt Arms Hotel, where a lot of the delegation is staying, John Molloy Factory, Ardra Distillery, the show, the Ardra Show and the show committee themselves. Everybody's kind of putting their shoulder to the wheel in terms of being able to give our guests a truly exciting and energetic welcome. So we also have great representation from Donegal County Council, the Cahirlock, the municipal district Cahirlock as well, Donegal Tourism. They're all going to be taking part in the welcome. So, you know, there's great energy, enthusiasm and excitement about kind of welcoming these visitors to the town.
Sounds like there's lots of community buy-in already. That's great for getting a running start at this.
Yeah, and look, while there is two Ardras in existence this weekend, it's going to be very much one community. We're really proud of the town, where we come from, our local craft heritage, our local community spirit, and we're really, I suppose, excited to share it with our visitors. And as I mentioned, hopefully this is the beginning of that kind of long-term friendship between Donegal and Sardinia that will last in the years to come. And, you know, I think, you know, there's a huge kind of focus on community projects here, and this is just another one of those in relation to the work that Awake Tourism does.
And for anyone interested, is there a place where they can find out more information?
Yeah, so we'll be documenting all of the experiences of our visitors who will arrive this weekend through the ardra.ie Facebook page, the ardra.ie Instagram account, and then ardra.ie itself as a community website. I'm sure the local businesses who will be involved also will be sharing their experiences too. There's I suppose, kind of that level of energy we are, you know, kind of seeing coverage in the media about it as well, which is great. Obviously, likes yourselves, thanks for featuring it. If anybody is around, obviously the Ardra Show Day itself is a great moment in the town, and obviously our visitors are going to be around for the weekend as well.